This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition for Week 11, Saints at Buccaneers. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. As a matter of fact, Brandon Legal Group is the reason why the Bucks Bulletin Fantasy Exclusive Preview exists every week of every season. In a sit-down I was doing last summer with the great guys from Brandon Legal Group, we were talking about what we could continue to do, things we could do better. And they said, could you do something specific involving the Bucks game every week from a fantasy standpoint? We'd love to be the presenting sponsor or something like that. Easy enough for me. I like making Brandon Legal Group happy. They have made me happy for a long time as supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments for 2+ years running. In addition to what they do for the podcast, they provide gifts often at my tournaments, whether it is a gift for every player as part of the prize and contest package or a gift basket. They buy the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. And of course, their name is on a number of my podcasts, not just the Bucks Bulletin. Brandon Legal Group is a full service law firm. All right, if you have a legal issue, you need not ask the question, well, what type of law does Brandon Legal Group specialize in? They're full service. You don't need to ask that question. Also, they service the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not live in Brandon, Florida. You need not work in Brandon, Florida. You need not have your legal issue originate within Brandon, Florida. So they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Got it? Call them for a free consult when you are in need of legal assistance. 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. If you ever play in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament and you would like an introduction, a very social, very casual introduction to anyone from Brandon Legal Group, I will be happy to introduce you. Multiple people from Brandon Legal Group play in every Todd Wright Tour golf event as part of their foursome, whether it's people from the marketing department, the accounting department, lawyers, other guests of the firm. Dave Reynolds, the longtime Channel 8 sports anchor and man about town in Tampa, played with the Brandon Legal Group foursome in Todd Wright Tour XXI back in September. Brandon Legal Group, 844-4BLG4ME. Fantasy exclusive preview of Bucks Saints. We saw this game about a month and a half ago, longer ago than you think, between the Bucks and the Saints. It was a Saints 7-point victory. It was a Teddy Bridgewater game. This will be a Drew Brees game. For those of you that for some reason missed it, the Saints lost last week. Yeah, the Bucks are coming off a win, which is rare. The Saints are coming off a loss. That's rare. Saints lost the Falcons last week. Did not score a touchdown. Only person that put points on the board was Will Lutz, who weekly is one of the top five kickers in fantasy football. I don't often talk about the kickers on my fantasy podcast because it's kind of a waste of time. There's not much I can tell you don't already know. The only thing I would say is this week, make sure you have a kicker who's either kicking indoors or kicking in a warm weather climate, because weather could be a factor in some of these games. So basically, if you're between two kickers, pick the one you know is indoors or is playing in a city that is not going to be impacted by weather. Clearly, this game falls into that category with Lutz, and Matt Gay has been putting up double-digit fantasy points. In our scoring system, my podcast scoring system is a little bit more restrictive. I do not offer bonuses for kickers that make field goals beyond 40 or 50 yards. In exchange, there is no penalty for missing a kick from 40, 50, or 60 yards out, as there is if you miss a kick from 39 and in. All right, so let's get to Drew Brees. Yeah, threw no touchdowns last week. Michael Thomas had a lot of yardage on the final drive to double his point total to get to 87 yards or 8.7 points in standard scoring leagues. Brees still threw for nearly 300 yards. Saints just couldn't get in the end zone. Don't overthink this. If you own Drew Brees, unless you somehow own him and Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers. Is there another one? Probably. Russell Wilson. There's no decision here. He's Drew Brees, especially against the Buccaneer secondary, now one man down after cutting the lollygagger and failed first-round pick. Another spirited choice by Jason Light back in 2016 in the first draft he was fully in charge of after Lovie Smith was shown the door. Hargraves is out. So, Drew Brees is in your lineup. Season-long leagues. Michael Thomas is in your lineup in season-long leagues. One of the best battlers for balls. One of the best against press coverage in the NFL. One of the highest percentage of catching balls thrown his way. Alvin Kamara is an interesting case. I just traded for Kamara in my podcast league. Didn't believe I got him. I made the deal for two reasons. One, the player I traded for him is off this week. And I feel I'm in a must-win situation. I need to win now. I traded a good player away, but he couldn't play this week. Instead, I get Kamara. His bye is done. I have him this week and every week that I am mathematically alive. Kamara hasn't scored a touchdown since week three. That was his last rushing touchdown, only rushing touchdown. That was his last receiving touchdown. Last week, I ended up plugging and playing in the Moneyball League Christian Kirk based on something I like to call touchdown either aggression or progression. Christian Kirk was second in the National Football League going into Week 10 in receptions without a touchdown behind Mike Williams of the LA Chargers. Against the Bucs secondary with Kyler Murray at quarterback, I thought this might be a fit. So let's play it, and it hit big for me. And it was a huge reason why I won in the Moneyball League because I had Christian Kirk in my lineup against the Bucs. Alvin Kamara against the Bucs run defense is not a great matchup, especially with Pete potentially missing the game and interior lineman for the Saints. But he's still Alvin Kamara. He's still one of the more exciting, dynamic performers in the National Football League. And for him to go a full 2 months without scoring a touchdown, granted he missed a couple of games in there due to, I believe it was an ankle injury, and Latavius Murray performed very well. We'll talk about that in a moment. Still, Kamara did have 100 total yards of offense against the Bucs in the win in New Orleans. I'm happy I have Kamara for this game, and if you own Kamara, acknowledging the Bucs do make life difficult on opposing running backs, Kamara tends to get his yardage and fantasy points the non-traditional way. And again, it's just been too long. The Saints are coming off a bad loss, and Kamara hasn't scored in 2 months. This feels like a fit to me for a Kamara play. Now, as far as Latavius Murray is concerned, I think there's some value in Latavius Murray. He had two big weeks with Kamara out. He scored three rushing touchdowns in those weeks, I think combined for about nearly 300 yards of offense. Sean Payton might get to the point where he gives Murray some reps down on the goal line or puts Murray in the game with Kamara. The thinking being maybe Murray is the better guy to run between the tackles, but we don't want to show our hands, so we'll put Kamara on one side of Drew Brees, and we'll put Murray on the other side, and we'll let them pick their poison. If they overcommit to Murray running the ball, we'll throw it to Kamara and Michael Thomas. If they don't pack the box enough to stop a run inside, we'll just hand it to Murray. He'll bang his way in. I'm not playing Murray this week just because it's the Bucs defense, but I think he's still worth rostering going forward because Kamara is struggling for rushing touchdowns and only had 24 rushing yards last week. Although Murray got snaps, he got some touches, didn't do anything with it. Nobody on the Saints did other than Will Lutz. Of note, in the Stardom Sit'em section of NFL Network that scrolls on the bottom, of the screen. The number one tight end. Remember, all of my leagues are no longer mandatory tight end. But for those of you playing outdated fantasy football where you do have a mandatory tight end or you're desperate for a wide receiver tight end flex, Cook was number one on NFL Network's list of stardom tight ends. By the way, sit-em tight ends number one was O.J. Howard, even though he finally showed and caught a couple of passes, including a touchdown last week against the Arizona Cardinals. So let's go over to the Bucs side now. Jameis Winston has been putting up very solid fantasy numbers for about 4 weeks running, and I would expect the floor to be high in this game as well. I like the Saints defense, but they're going to be without Lattimore likely in this game, and that hurts them in the secondary. They do generate a ton of pressure up front, so Winston's going to have to handle that. But in what is expected to be a high-scoring game, Winston's fantasy numbers should be there because he has two wide receivers who consistently also put up fantasy numbers, and Jameis is the one throwing him the ball. Mike Evans, funny, you go back to the previous game between the Bucs and the Saints. That was sort of the turning point after that. Godwin owners got two touchdowns out of him in the Saints game and haven't gotten a touchdown since. The targets are still there, but the big chunk plays and the touchdowns have been going to Mike Evans ever since that Saints-Bucks game. With Lattimore out, this is a potential good game again for Chris Godwin. Not saying it won't be for Mike Evans, but for Chris Godwin owners saying, wow, I really like the, you know, the first 5-6 weeks of the season. Where's that been? There's a chance you get it here, especially if Lattimore is out. Evans has obviously been paying off, so not telling you anything you don't know, unless you own Evans or Godwin and didn't know the Saints would be without maybe their best defensive back in this game in Lattimore. He has a hamstring problem. He's not practicing all week, and there's no expectation that he's going to actually play come Sunday. So Winston is a worthy starter. Evans is obviously playing. Godwin is playing. What about Ronald Jones? So most of you are getting more excited about Ronald Jones than I am. Here's one where I can get excited with you. Well, there's two. One, it's tough to find new running backs with volume this time of year on the waiver wire or who are suddenly worthwhile that weren't in your lineups, that maybe were sitting on your bench and you were waiting for something. So in that sense, I get it, that Jones has had more fantasy impact in recent weeks because he's touching the ball more. If you would notice from the Arizona game, most of what he did was in the passing game, not in the running game. Now, you don't care about that. Funny, we just talked about how, that's how Alvin Kamara does his business. Interestingly, you know, Ronald Jones struggled to catch a football all of last year, and now that actually looks like something he can do on a regular basis. The Bucs did it very well against the Arizona Cardinals, and it was the reason why, because his rushing numbers were very pedestrian, but his catch and run numbers in the vertical game were good. I'm not excited about a Ronald Jones play here, but if you're riding a hot hand, if you're in a PPR league, or you're without Saquon Barkley this week, or another running back on bye, then I get it. But I don't consider it necessarily that strong of a play. Don't go out of your way to sit somebody that has been playing in favor of Jones in this game, but I get it for those reasons. So that pretty much runs you through all the positions there. I'm not big on either DST in this game just because the nature of it is high scoring, and they're just there are other DSTs out there that I think you can mix and match or you already own that have been putting up more points, at least recently, than the New Orleans Saints. I owned the Saints a little earlier in the year. I haven't been on them for a while. I'm now very comfortable in the one league that we play DST with the Steelers DST going forward. They helped win me a game last week along with Christian Kirk and, of course, Lamar Jackson. But to me, neither DST looks like that great of a play this week. I might feel differently about the Saints if Lattimore was back there, or if the Bucs were coming off another loss to go to 2-7 against Arizona, but they're not. So I wouldn't say stream the Saints DST. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin is presented by Brandon Legal Group. When you are in need of legal assistance, remember, they are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call for a free consult anytime. 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.